presents I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You know, they say the secret of good comedy is knowing when to stop. Well, here we are again. I'm looking forward to a lot of fun and games tonight. It's not every night that Samantha throws a pyjama party. Before that, however, let me introduce you to the four who are going to score. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Bill Tidy and Willie Rushton. Would you welcome, please, the lady who never fails to score, our lovely hostess, Samantha.
Yeah.
We're going to start the show with a game of famous first words. Teams, can you suggest what might have been the first utterances of some famous and talented people, or Edwina Curry? Bill, will you start?
I'd be delighted to, sir. I'm thinking of the architect of the horrors of the Spanish Inquisition, Thomas Torquemada, who said, "Still won't confess, eh? Well, we'll try that again."
Barry.
Beijing too early. Gaza. Didn't slap me, let me cry first.
Similar vein, George Bush. Watch my ass.
Graham.
Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead, punk. Cut my cord.
Right, do you want to have another go, Bill?
Yeah, Harry. I didn't think too soon. I'm holding this one back. Harry Houdini. Ta-da!
Claire Rayner.
Feed me!
Any more, Willie?
Norman Lamont. I can only come out in the hours of darkness.
Charlton Heston, I'll break the waters if you don't mind.
Madonna. I've heard of tinned milk, but this is ridiculous.
Any more?
John Major. Hello, I'm over here.
And Bill Tidy roars into the lead. It's music time again now, and I use the phrase in its broadest sense. It's a game called Just a Minute, and this is based, of course, on the popular radio show The Financial World Tonight. Teams, I'm going to ask one of you to sing me a song without hesitating, repeating yourself, or deviating in any way. An impossibly tall order, I know. But a member of the opposite team can challenge by buzzing, and if I uphold that challenge, he takes over the song. The winner is the first person to have painted my flat by next Tuesday. Graham, I'm going to ask you to start. The song is My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Thank you.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean, so far so good, that dear one of mine is recumbent across the sea.
Challenge from Bill Tatty.
There was hesitation on mine.
Right. Will you carry on then, Bill?
Oh dear, I got myself a match.
Yes, I am.
Challenge from...
Hesitation.
Barry Cryer.
I think, oh dear, is perfectly acceptable as my Bonnie.
Yes, well said, Willie.
I withdraw.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Repetition of my Bonnie.
Yes, I'll uphold that. I'll uphold that one, and I'll uphold Barry's as well.
Oh, right.
Anybody else want to challenge? Right, carry on, Barry.
My inamoratas, doggo. on the other side of the H2O. Return my other half to the appropriate space.
Challenge there.
He could have said bring back, because nobody's ever said it before.
Damn!
You don't have to say, but I'll up.
I'm just pointing it out, actually. Willie. I don't think it's a challenge so much as just an interesting observation as we go along.
I want to hear you, Willie. You sing so beautifully.
Oh, right. There you go. Bring back. Return. Respond. My stalwart. To me. To him. Reporter, s'il vous plaît. Remporté. Oh, dear, en français. My buxom.
Challenge in the Nick of Time by Barry.
Repetition of my.
I didn't hear it.
Two mys.
Did anybody hear two mys?
No. I wasn't listening, so I can't help you.
Carry on.
Oh, Willie. Blowy wind across the water.
Challenge from Bill Tan. You're not meant to challenge at all.
I know, but repetition of...
It's all one.
Go on, Bill.
A resuscitate the howling tempest, sobre il mare. Et tu, Brutus, porter per me, my inamorata. No, inamorata's been done.
Inamorata.
Can I challenge myself?
Oh, I wish you would. Is that the end of the song?
No.
Oh. Graham, we haven't heard enough of you. Will you try and win a point?
Right. Bring back. Bring back. Oh, bring back my body. To me.
It's there if you look for it.
Break.
What? I didn't see a challenge. My buzzer thing here didn't light up. Because I've unplugged it. Go on, finish the song. Otherwise, we'll never get
it. Oh, bring back my body to me.
Okay. Now, team, Samantha and I would like you to tell us a bedtime story. In the course of the story, you'll hear some very strange noises. Don't worry, it's only Colin Sell practicing. You should incorporate each noise into the narrative, and after each noise, the story changes hands. I'd like you to tell me the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Willie, will you start, please?
Once upon a time, Little Red Riding Hood was at home, doing nothing. Her mother, I think it was, Mrs. Hood, said, look here, Red Riding. Here's a basket containing various objects. I'd like you to take this over to your granny's. So out of the door she went, skipping happily. Skipping happily over a flock of pet geese who were crossing her path. As Little Red Riding skipped happily through the wood, she began to wonder precisely what was in the basket of goodies that her mother had given her to take to her granny. So she opened the basket and had a peep inside and could scarcely believe her eyes.
How can I carry a basket weighing 82,000 tons? But she had done the journey to Grandma's house many times through the darkest parts of the wood. At last, the trees finished, and there she was in the clearing before the home of her grandmother. As she stepped forward, she noticed something very odd.
A witty retort.
Oh. An alchemist joke.
Ben Johnson, fastest man in the world.
Two alchemist jokes.
I hope Grandma's in, she thought. This is the whole point of my quest. And rather apprehensively, she approached the door, pressed the doorbell, and sprang back.
ham these takeaways, said the wolf. Takeaway grandmother's is absolutely appalling. So he had, indeed, just eaten the wretched woman. And taken her place in bed, pulling on her cloth cap, her shawl, her thigh-length boots, black leather suspender belts, all the other accoutrements one associated with dead grannies. And as the wolf lay in bed, he heard...
I'm enjoying this! I'm enjoying this!
Said Little Red Riding Hood. I've brought you your morning QE2, Granny. And I can't help noticing as you lie in the bed...
A small dinosaur had emerged from Grandma's hearing aid. Grandma didn't usually wear a dinosaur. She looked more closely. The wolf leaned forward and emitted a usually strange noise.
They always come in while you're watching the Eurovision Song Contest, he said. Red Riding Hood sat down by the bed and said, "Hello, Granny," because she was still gulled and deceived by this figure in the bed. But suddenly,
an enormous chopper came hurtling through the window and destroyed the wolf. Hallelujah.
You may be wondering what I've been doing for the last 20 minutes. Sometimes wonder myself. We're going to play a round now of plots in 15 seconds. Well, I realise after that last round that it's foolish to expect me to do the simplest task without taking all day about it. But would you please try and condense a well-known book, film or show into 15 seconds? Teams. Graham, you go first. What are you going to condense?
Oh, thanks. Macbeth in 15 seconds. You see those funny looking women over there don't fancy you, is it? What do you mean it's going to be Saint of Corner, just one of those things? That Mrs. says kill King Duncan, I says kill him, and she says kill him, so I'll kill him, and now the Mrs. up all night washing her hands. Hey, thank you, see you, Jimmy, stitch that. Oh, hey, what's that? Oh, it's fun and wood, thank you, all the time. Okay. Watch it, Macduff, carefully with that sword, Macduff, you'll have somebody's eye out. Ooh, at the end.
But due to the audience's friendly applause in the middle there, you overran the 15 seconds.
Oh.
Bill, what are you going to condense?
Can I summarize before I reveal the identity of my summarization?
No.
Well, I'm going to. I'm starting now. Ooh. 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 Ah. Ooh. 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 Ah. Ooh. 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 That was the Pirelli calendar.
Barry Cryer.
I was going to do Polo by Jilly Cooper. Fancy a quick chucker? Pardon? Too late. But that isn't 15 seconds. So I'll do Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Cup of tea. How many sugar? Two. That would seem suitable. I'm a lamplighter. I'm told you're an acrobat. Death, I've lived with it so long, it's part of life. Well, I suppose it is. I'm going now. I'll see myself out. Gripping, isn't it?
Damn sight more gripping than the original. Willie Rustin.
Well, I was going to do Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Then I realized 15 seconds wasn't long enough for the sex. Then I realized that was a lie. And then I watched it back on the video in slow motion action replay, and I realized it wasn't bad, actually. It was fairly true. Actually, it takes me about 4 days. The end.
Oh. Let's go on to the next game. This is a very good game indeed.
It is.
Called Call My Bluff, based, of course, on the popular Burmese game show, The 64,000 Dong Question. James, I want you to define a word which I shall give you, after which Samantha and I will attempt through stealth and cunning to discover who is telling the truth. And the word is... hippopotamus. Barry, will you start?
Ah, this word has manifested itself. It's very interesting, the derivation of this hump, because some Catholic churches have an annual service just for animals. Sort of Catholic and dogma occasion. And it's described in the little-known Tarka 2 by Henry Williamson, The Final Confrontation, in which otters danced in front of the altar. And there are a lot of insects demonstrating outside because they weren't let in. This is a sort of... they were sort of protest ants. And they... But in the old days of the Holy Roman Empire, this is the very derivation, every other man had an otter as a pet. And a guard. It could have been called the Ottoman Empire, really. But this is the definition. It's a church service for dancing animals. A hip hop Ottoman.
Willie, a little known religious person of the 12th century was one Father O'Thomas. And he worked in Liverpool, but in fact he played midfield sweeper for Everton. And he was sold for a large figure, in fact a massive statue of Pope Pius III, to Vatican City, who were winners of the European Cups since 803 AD. As part of the transfer, he was also made Pope. And the terraces would naturally shout out whenever he got the ball, "Hi, Popo Thomas." So, nowadays, it's a rarely used cry of delight in papal circles and loses a lot in translation into Polish.
Okay, Graham, what's your definition?
It's one of those modern literary terms and refers to the two novelists, Martin Amis, who writes fairly revolting novels, really, and in comparison with his father, Kingsley Amis, who writes extremely grumpy novels about old drunks. Now, although Martin considers his own work to be extremely modern and witty, most critics would agree that his dad's work, i.e. Kingsley's, is actually more right-on and trendy and hip. And so Kingsley is referred to by the cognoscenti as the hipper pop Amis.
Okay, Bill.
That's fairly convincing, but the proper and true definition of this word is it's a new word just accepted in the Oxford Dictionary. It's a modern German-American Meccano word used in most criminal subcultures. It's broken up actually into four pieces, as most German words are. I mean, who would call a glove a hand shoe? Anyway, hypo as in needle, hypo. Because the proper American pronunciation of hypopotamus, pot, a new form of injectable grass in a kind of custard flavor. The AM, is the time of day when one can best benefit from this injection. And us is for all my good friends out there who can enjoy a good belt of hypopot Amos.
Well, we've had Barry's otters dancing, and we've had Willie's father, Thomas. We've had Graham's two novelists, and then there was Bill. Whenever I've seen this game played, people say, "I don't know, I haven't the faintest idea." And nor have I. Let's go on now. I like this game. It's called Word for Word. I want one team to suggest some unconnected words between each other, and then if the other team spot a connection, they should challenge by buzzing. If I uphold the challenge, they take over. And the winner's the first person to've cleaned my car by tomorrow morning. We're going to start with Graham and Barry.
Which?
Well, you have to decide.
No, no,
I can't
play.
Do everything.
We're playing.
Start again. Which?
What?
Cap.
What? Challenge from Bill.
They both began with W.
Hardly a connection, isn't it?
They were both very short questions.
But I'm up to W in the other.
All right, Bill. You carry on.
Flake.
Rifkind.
Do I have to spell it out?
Challenge. I can't see any connection at all.
Oh.
Carry on, Bill.
Tower.
Growth.
Fish.
Intention.
Bucket.
Decision.
Plank.
Monopoly.
Mortar.
Board.
Truck.
What is there?
Truck.
Driver.
Cormorant.
Challenge from Graham.
I've often seen a bucket on a plank.
Me too. Will you carry on?
Testosterone.
Granted.
Horse.
Cat.
Nap.
Nod.
Blind.
Drunk.
Omelette.
Challenge from Bill.
No, that was an involuntary ejaculation, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, just
drink
a word.
Omelette.
Omelette does things to me, I'm sorry.
Particularly when you're drunk.
Okay.
Carry on, Bill.
Oh. Pencil.
Technology.
Crag.
Friend.
Challenge there from...
He's doing research, Mr. Chair.
I'm thumbing through the Times to see if there are any words I know.
Likely.
What I want to know is, why have you got a newspaper and I haven't?
Because he can read,
huh? Would you like... So that round goes to Graham and Barry. Right. Let's go on now to another musical round. It's called Censored Song. Teams, I want you to sing a well-known song of my choice while simultaneously performing the act of self-correction. Samantha has provided you with bells and buzzers with which you should bleep out any ambiguous words. There is, alas, no way of bleeping out Colin Sell, who will provide the accompaniment. Graham and Barry, will you sing a censored version of Oklahoma?
Ah, right.
Louder, Colin.
Hesitation.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes down the street, and the waving can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind us. Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and watch us making lazy in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we sing, we've only played you're doing fine, Oklahoma.
Okay, we're going to Bill and Willie now. Will you sing a censored version of Get Me to the Church on Time?
I'm getting in the morning. Ding! The bells are gonna chime. Pull out the, let's have a, but get me to the church on time. I got a in the morning. Up and eat my prime. Girls, come and
me. Show how you me. But get me to the church on time. If I am roll up the floor. If I am whistling out the door. Or I'm getting in the morning. Ding! The bells are gonna chime. But don't lose the compass and get me to the church. Get me to the church. But say, get me to the church. Oh, God.
Full marks to Bill and Willie. Well, that's very nearly the end of this week's show, but before Samantha and I go off for a little something before bed, we've just got time for some limericks now. Graham, here's your first line. I was courting a girl from the north.
I was courting a girl from the north who in the sack race had come forth.
She had a slight lisp.
But her diction was crisp. When she said,
get your hand out my drawer.
Bill, here's your first line. I was courting a girl from the south.
I was courting a girl from the south who had a most kissable mouth.
But my friend from the north
said, you realize, of course, she's built like the side of a house.
Okay, Barry, now. I was courting a girl from the east.
So unpredictable, isn't it? I was courting a girl from the east who was Ipswich's first woman priest.
She was tall, blonde, and lissom. And loved exorcism.
Dial 666 and ask for the beast.
And one more for you, Willie, now. An altogether audience. I was...
Altogether now. Next one.
Who had a tattoo on her chest.
It was a portrait of Gaza.
And each one who has her
says, blimey, love, pull down your vest.
Right, well, that brings to an end this week's show. Join us again next time, and from all of us, goodbye. Barry Quire, Graham Garden, Willie Buston and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Joan Magnusson.